Yeah, great. So we run these biblical counselling seminars for two reasons. The first is that we want you to be equipped to see how the Bible speaks to your own problems. Mature and strong Christians can handle a lot of what life throws at them because they know their God, they know Jesus Christ, they know their Bible, and they know how it speaks to the experiences of life. But we also, the second reason is we want you to be equipped to encourage one another to look to Christ and to his word during times of trouble. The work of the ministry is not something that only pastors or qualified counselors do. The church is designed to care for one another. And as we think about life in terms of problems or troubles that come upon us, we can easily miss something critical. We're not going to because we've already talked about it a little bit. But imagine someone comes to you from church or from your outside of church, wherever, and tells you about a problem they have in their life. Now, I struggle with depression. I have chronic sickness. I have a boss who hates me. I'm in a difficult marriage. My sister just died. Whatever it is. Not your boss. What is your primary concern when someone comes like this? Well, maybe it's just because I'm a problem-solving male, but my initial reaction is usually, let me help you get out of that problem. I know just what you need to do. It's a fairly universal human impulse, I think. Trouble and suffering are painful, and we want our friends to not be in pain. You see this impulse in Paul regarding his own trouble, as we looked at. I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart with me. That's what, you know, I'm in trouble. Lord, get me out of trouble. You see this desire in Job's friends who tried desperately to diagnose his suffering and find its root so that he could be free. And Job, you must have done something. Come on. What is it? We'll work out what it is and then we'll get you out of this. Again, the alleviation of suffering is not a bad thing. And often there are problems that are easily fixed through godly advice. But we must keep in mind that some suffering is an affliction from God that's designed to last. That's what we found with Paul. His thorn in the flesh wasn't going anywhere. That's what we find with Job. He had to suffer for a time. What that means is that we can't immediately assume that someone experiencing some difficulty is doing the wrong thing. We can't assume that there's some stock standard answer to get them out of the pit that they're in. Even the talk that I gave on anxiety is not designed to be a checklist that you can complete so that when you reach the end of the list, you find that you're cured. The biblical advice regarding how to respond to anxiety is true, but it may not result in a life free of anxiety. It's just what you should do when you find yourself there. But you might still be anxious for a time. Here's the point. If Paul could experience suffering that he responded to correctly, that was sent to him by God and designed to last, then we should expect to find ourselves or our friends in that sort of situation too. How would you have helped Paul if he came and told you about his thorn in the flesh? Have you prayed, Paul? Have you understood that God's in control and is good? And he's answering, yeah. Like, what do you take me for? I'm an apostle. Of course I understand these things. Are you seeking to obey Christ, Paul? Yeah. What have you got next? What do? You know? At that point, you might want to consider that there isn't anything you can do to fix Paul's life. Paul is just suffering. And it might be good for you to sit in the dust with him and just be his friend. And being there is a big deal and a big help. I mean, Paul writes regularly, send someone to me. I just want someone with me. And it's often worth actually starting off when you're dealing with other people with the assumption that not all sufferings have a solution. Someone once wrote that the cause of most problems is solutions. Can't remember who it was, but there you go. Asking questions is a great way to practically display the assumption that not all problems have solutions. Not all sufferings have solutions. When we jump straight into advice, we're assuming that we understand the problem, first of all, and that we know the solution. Asking questions and entering into our friend's experience can help us not assume that we know everything. You don't have to understand their suffering completely. You don't even have to know what they should do about it. As a fellow Christian, getting alongside your brother or sister in Christ and being with them in their sorrow is a way to bear one another's burdens. It's a way to be Christ to them and strengthen them in that way. There's a wonderful example of this in The Lord of the Rings, which you should all read. Frodo, of course you should know, Frodo gets burdened with the ring. You can think of that like a thorn in the flesh, right? He has a burden, something that weighs him down, something that tempts him, something that hurts him, that he has to bear with for an extended period of time. And he plans to leave the Shire and go and deal with his problem by himself. And this is, he finds that his friends have done something. They've colluded behind his back to help him. And he says, "But it does not seem I can trust anyone." Sam looked at him unhappily. "It all depends on what you want," said Mary. "You can trust us to stick to you through thick and thin, to the bitter end. And you can trust us to keep any secret of yours closer than you can keep it yourself. But you cannot trust us to let you face trouble alone and go off without a word. We are your friends, Frodo." Isn't that beautiful? And so my last encouragement to you is that. Be a hobbit friend. And with that, let me pray.